All right, so today, let's take a deep dive into something I know you've all been curious about.
Oh, yeah.
Hot runner system.
Hot runners!
And I know you are interested in optimizing your manufacturing
Of
process.
course.
And you want to get those injection molded parts just right.
Absolutely.
It's really like the hidden magic behind so many everyday objects, you know, car parts, phone cases.
Yeah.
You name it, they all probably started as like tiny little plastic pellets.
It's true.
It all starts with those little pellets.
Yeah, making that transformation from pellet to product, as smooth as possible.
Right.
That's where runner systems come in.
Okay.
They're like the veins guiding that molten plastic where it needs to go.
So we're not just shaping plastic here, right? We're
Yeah,
talking
yeah.
efficiency, maybe even a little bit of manufacturing magic.
A little bit of magic for sure.
Our source today is an article called "What Are the Applications and Advantages of Hot Runner Systems in Injection Molding?"
Okay.
And it compares these hot runner systems to the traditional cold runner systems.
Right. And what's fascinating here is that the names really do give away the key difference.
Okay.
Imagine, if you will, molten plastic, heated to hundreds of degrees,
Yeah.
flowing into an intricate mold
Okay.
with cold runners, that plastic cools and hardens inside the channels after each injection.
Oh, wow.
You end up with these solid chunks of leftover plastic, almost like solidified lava,
Really?
that have to be removed.
Okay, I can already see where the wasteful label comes in.
Yeah.
But hot runners, they keep the plastic flowing freely, almost like it's still liquid lava.
Exactly. So you're not only saving material, but
Wow.
also eliminating the time and energy
Yeah.
needed to deal with all that solidified plastic.
And time is money, especially in manufacturing.
Always.
Speaking of money, I noticed the article mentions hot runner systems are a bit pricier up front.
That's true. Yeah, they're a bit more complex to build, so there's a higher initial investment.
Okay.
But think of it this way.
Yeah.
You're basically paying now to avoid a whole bunch of hidden costs later.
Hidden costs, like
Yeah.
dealing with all that extra plastic.
Exactly. Disposing of it, potentially recycling it.
Right.
Those processes aren't free. Plus, you've got the energy it takes to constantly remelt solidified plastic.
Oh, yeah.
It all adds up.
But here's something I didn't expect. The article says hot runners actually lead to better quality products.
Interesting.
How does that work?
It's all about consistency. Imagine you're manufacturing a critical component for a medical device. Every single part needs to be absolutely perfect, right?
Right.
With cold runners, you risk slight variations
Yeah.
due to temperature fluctuations as the plastic cools and reheats.
Okay, I'm starting to see the risk there.
But with hot runners, that plastic stays at a precise temperature throughout the whole process.
Wow.
So every part comes out virtually identical, with fewer defects and less warping.
So you're saying if I'm making something intricate, like those super precise medical parts,
Yeah.
hot runners give me that extra level of confidence.
Exactly. They really excel in high volume production and those intricate designs where consistency is key.
It's amazing how something that seems like a small tweak to the
Till
process
now, right?
can have such a huge impact on the final product.
It is.
The article also mentions that hot runners are a good choice for large parts. Why is that?
Well, think about the volume of plastic involved in something like a car bumper.
Oh, okay.
With a cold runner system, you'd have a massive amount of waste to deal with.
Right.
Not only is that costly, it's also not very environmentally friendly.
Speaking of environmentally friendly, I'm curious about the sustainability angle here.
Okay.
It seems like eliminating all that plastic waste would be a huge win for the planet.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Hot runners significantly reduce plastic waste,
Okay.
which means less material ending up in landfills, plus you're using virtually all of the raw material.
Right.
So there's less demand for new plastic production in the first place.
So it's a double whammy. Less waste and less demand for new resources. That's a pretty compelling argument for hot runners,
It is.
even before you factor in the efficiency gains and quality improvements.
And don't forget about the energy
You're
savings.
right. Less reheating means less power consumed overall.
Precisely. And as manufacturers become more focused on reducing their carbon footprint,
Right.
that energy efficiency becomes a major selling point for hot runner systems.
It sounds like hot runner technology is a perfect fit for companies embracing those sustainable manufacturing trends.
I think so.
It's like they're future-proofing themselves.
Definitely future-proofing.
And speaking of the future,
Yeah.
this technology is also playing a key role in the rise of automation.
Oh, absolutely.
Now you've got my attention. I always love hearing about how things are getting more automated.
Me too.
So how do hot runners and robots fit together?
We'll imagine a futuristic factory with robots smoothly handling every stage of the production process.
Okay.
Hot runners eliminate those pesky solidified runners that can disrupt the flow.
Right, no waste to interrupt the robots. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But is there more to it than that?
Absolutely, because hot runners produce such consistently high-quality parts, those parts are easier for robots to handle and assemble.
Right.
It's all about that seamless integration, making the whole process incredibly efficient.
So the robots can just grab a perfectly formed part right off the mold.
Yes.
No trimming or extra steps needed.
Exactly. And with that level of automation, you're also saving energy, which is a huge bonus.
Right.
It's like a chain reaction of efficiency and sustainability, all stemming from this one key technology.
All right. This is all starting to sound almost too good to be true.
Right.
There's got to be a catch, right?
Yeah.
It can't all be sunshine and robots.
You're right. It's not a perfect solution for every situation.
Okay.
There are some challenges that come with implementing hot runner systems.
Okay.
And it's important to be aware of those before making a decision.
So let's get real here. What are some of the potential downsides we've already touched on? The higher upfront costs.
Yes. And in addition to the initial investment, maintenance can also be more complex and costly.
Right.
Compared to cold runners. These systems require specialized technicians and regular monitoring to keep everything running smoothly.
So it's not a set it and forget it kind of technology.
Yeah.
You need a certain level of expertise to operate and maintain these systems properly.
Exactly. And that can be a barrier for some companies, especially smaller ones, who might not have the resources to invest in specialized training.
Right.
Or hire experienced technicians.
Right. Because if you don't have those skilled technicians who really understand the system.
Yeah.
You could end up with some costly problems down the line.
Exactly. The article emphasizes the importance of proper training and ongoing maintenance.
Okay.
Even a small malfunction could lead to significant downtime and repairs, which can eat into your profits pretty quickly.
And we've talked about the importance of precise temperature control for getting those high-quality parts.
Right.
What are some of the challenges in maintaining that consistency?
Imagine you're molding a thin-walled container.
Even a slight temperature fluctuation during the process could create weak spots or warping.
Yeah.
Making the container unusable.
Okay. Yeah, that would definitely defeat the purpose of using hot runners in the first place.
Exactly. So these systems require constant monitoring and fine-tuning to prevent those temperature variations.
Right.
It's a delicate balancing act. And then there's the challenge of integrating these systems into existing manufacturing setups.
Ah, so it's not always a plug-and-play solution?
No, not always.
What are some of the integration hurdles?
Well, imagine you're trying to retrofit an older mold to accommodate a hot runner system.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a relatively smooth process, but in other cases, it can require significant modifications to the mold itself.
So you might even have to redesign parts of the mold to make everything fit together properly.
Exactly. And that can add time and cost to the implementation, which companies need to factor in.
It's like those home renovation shows where they open up a wall and find a whole bunch of unexpected problems. That's a great analogy. And just like with those renovations, sometimes it's better to start fresh rather than trying to force a new system into an old framework.
So the key takeaway here is that adopting hot runner technology, while beneficial, isn't always a straightforward path.
Right.
It's about careful planning, considering your existing setup, and understanding the potential challenges you might encounter.
I couldn't agree more. The article really stresses the importance of making an informed decision.
Yeah.
Based on your specific manufacturing needs and capabilities, weighing those potential benefits against the challenges.
And of course, we can't forget about the financial side of things we've touched on, the higher upfront investment in ongoing maintenance.
Yeah.
But are there other financial considerations?
Absolutely.
Right.
It's not just about whether you can implement this technology, but whether it makes sense for your business from a financial standpoint.
Right.
You need to take into account your production volume.
Mm-hmm.
Are you making enough parts to justify the investment?
Right. Because if you're only doing small production runs, those cost savings from reduced waste might not outweigh the initial investment.
Exactly. And you also need to consider the cost of raw materials and energy consumption.
Right.
While hot runners do offer savings in those areas, you need to crunch the numbers and see if it aligns with your budget and overall business goals.
It sounds like a lot to juggle, but I guess that's the reality of running a manufacturing operation. There are always trade-offs to consider and decisions to be made.
That's true.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground already in this deep dive, from the basics of how hot and cold runner systems work to their impact on efficiency, quality, sustainability, and even automation.
We have.
It's clear that hot runner technology is a game changer in the world of injection molding, with the potential to revolutionize the way we manufacture goods.
It's remarkable how a seemingly small change in the injection molding process can have such far-reaching implications.
It's like a domino effect. One innovation leads to another, pushing the boundaries of what's possible in manufacturing. But let's not forget that even with all these advantages, hot runner systems aren't a magic bullet. The article does a good job of highlighting some potential challenges that manufacturers need to be aware of, and we'll dive into those in just a moment.
You know, it's fascinating how something that seems relatively simple on the surface, like keeping plastic molten, can actually be quite complex when you get into like the nitty-gritty details.
You're telling me we've talked about specialized technicians and monitoring what exactly makes hot runner systems so complex?
Well, think of it this way. Imagine trying to maintain the intricate network of pipes and valves in a power plant.
Okay, that sounds pretty complicated.
That's the level of complexity we're talking about with hot runner systems.
Wow.
They have all these heated manifolds and nozzles precisely controlled by temperature controllers, ensuring the plastic stays at that perfect temperature throughout the system.
So it's not as simple as just swapping out a cold runner for a hot one.
Not quite. It's a bit more involved than that. And that complexity can be a hurdle for some companies, especially smaller ones, who might not have the in-house expertise or resources to handle those intricate setups.
Because if you don't have those skilled technicians who really understand the system, you could end up with some costly problems down the line.
Exactly. The article emphasizes the importance of proper training and ongoing maintenance. Even a small malfunction could lead to significant downtime and repairs, which can eat into your profits pretty quickly.
And we've talked about the importance of precise temperature control for getting those high-quality parts. What are some of the challenges in maintaining that consistency?
Imagine you're molding a thin-walled container. Even a slight temperature fluctuation during the process could create weak spots or warping, making the container unusable.
That would definitely defeat the purpose of using hot runners in the first place.
Exactly. So these systems require constant monitoring and fine-tuning to prevent those temperature variations. It's a delicate balancing act. And then there's the challenge of integrating these systems into existing manufacturing setups.
So it's not always a play-and-play solution?
No, not always.
What are some of the integration hurdles?
Well, imagine you're trying to retrofit an older mold to accommodate a hot runner system. Sometimes it's a relatively smooth process, but in other cases, it can require significant modifications to the mold itself.
So you might even have to redesign parts of the mold to make everything fit together properly.
Exactly. And that can add time and cost to the implementation, which companies need to factor in.
It's like those home renovation shows where they open up a wall and find a whole bunch of unexpected problems.
That's a great analogy. And just like with those renovations, sometimes it's better to start fresh rather than trying to force a new system into an old framework.
So the key takeaway here is that adopting hot runner technology, while beneficial, isn't always a straightforward path. It's about careful planning, considering your existing setup, and understanding the potential challenges you might encounter.
I couldn't agree more. The article really stresses the importance of making an informed decision based on your specific manufacturing needs and capabilities, weighing those potential benefits against the challenges.
And of course, we can't forget about the financial side of things. We've touched on the higher upfront investment and ongoing maintenance, but are there other financial considerations?
Absolutely. It's not just about whether you can implement this technology, but whether it makes sense for your business from a financial standpoint. You need to take into account your production volume. Are you making enough parts to justify the investment?
Because if you're only doing small production runs, those cost savings from reduced waste might not outweigh the initial investment.
Exactly. And you also need to consider the cost of raw materials and energy consumption, while hot runners do offer savings in those areas. You need to crunch the numbers and see if it aligns with your budget and overall business goals.
It sounds like a lot to juggle, but I guess that's the reality of running a manufacturing operation. There are always trade-offs to consider and decisions to be made.
And that's what makes these deep dives so valuable, right? We get to explore these complex topics, unpack the details, and hopefully provide our listeners with the information they need to make informed decisions.
Well said. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive already, from the technical intricacies of hot runner systems to their impact on efficiency, quality, sustainability, and automation.
And we've also delved into some of the potential challenges, giving a balanced perspective of this technology.
Exactly. I feel like we've just scratched the surface, though. There's always more to explore. But I think a key takeaway for our listeners is that hot runner technology truly represents a significant step forward in injection molding, with the potential to shape the future of manufacturing in some really exciting ways. And we'll wrap up this deep dive with some final thoughts in just a moment. You know, it's amazing to think about how far injection molding has come.
Yeah.
And how this one technology, hot runner systems, has the potential to like completely transform the industry.
You know, it really highlights the power of innovation.
Right.
And how even seemingly small changes can have this like ripple effect across entire industries.
It makes you wonder what the factory of the future will look like.
I know, right?
Will we see rows of robots working in perfect harmony with these hot runner systems?
Right.
Churning out flawlessly produced parts with hardly any waste.
It's a pretty exciting vision.
Talk about a manufacturing revolution, and it all ties back to this idea of interconnectedness, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about improving one aspect of manufacturing, but creating a system where all these advancements work together.
Exactly. Hot runner systems aren't just about efficiency.
Right.
They're a key part of a bigger shift towards more sustainable and automated manufacturing processes.
And I think that's a really important point for our listeners. Yeah. Even if you're not directly involved in manufacturing, you know, understanding these technologies and how they impact production
right.
helps us all make more informed decisions as consumers.
Absolutely. These advancements are shaping the world around us,
yeah.
whether we realize it or not.
Right.
And staying informed empowers us to be more conscious consumers and citizens.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into hot runner systems, what are some key takeaways you'd like our listener to walk away with?
I think the most important thing to remember is that hot runner technology is a game changer.
Okay.
It has the potential to significantly improve efficiency, product quality, and sustainability in injection molding.
And while it's not a perfect solution for every situation,
right.
it's definitely a technology worth considering.
It is. You need to weigh the pros and cons. Mm. Consider your specific manufacturing needs.
Right.
And make an informed decision, but the potential benefits are undeniable.
This has been a fascinating journey.
It has.
And I hope our listener feels equipped with a deeper understanding of this incredible technology.
It's been a pleasure diving into this topic with you.
And for our listener, if you're looking to optimize your manufacturing process and create a more sustainable future hot runner systems might just be the key. Keep those minds churning and stay tuned for more deep dives into the world of manufacturing and beyond